printed newspapers may be dying, but when it comes to online, we're seeing some pretty interesting developments lately, increasingly about global offerings. The latest comes from the British tabloid The Daily Mail. It will launch an Australian online edition next year in a joint venture with Nine Entertainment's digital arm MI9. The Daily Mail Online claims to be the world's most highly read English language newspaper website, with 57 million monthly unique visitors globally. That includes 1 million here in Australia. The group's foray into Australia, of course, follows the launch of The Guardian Australian's website just 6 months ago. Martin Clark is the publisher and editor-in-chief of The Daily Mail Online. He's in Australia this week. Martin Clark, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
Seems Australia's suddenly flavour of the month for British newspapers wanting to expand their digital arms globally. What's the attraction of an Australian market for the Daily Mail?
Well, obviously, you mentioned The Guardian, and there are other big digital-only players like HuffPo and BuzzFeed, and we're all pretty much in the same game, which is trying to expand our footprint globally to become global English language news brands, because we've discovered that English language news seems to be a global demand and a global market for it. And obviously, our biggest markets are in the UK and the US, but Australia is an incredibly important English language market, and the opportunity arose to partner with 9MSN, and it was too good for us to pass up. So that's why we're here.
And as you say, you've hooked up with 9, their entertainment's digital arm. Are they providing much financial support for your venture in Australia? Because we know The Guardian Australia got a substantial investment from Graham Wood, the founder of The Global Mail. Was it 9's support that really made this deal worth it for you?
I can't go into the financials, but to be honest, that's not the main reason we're tied up with 9MSN. What they bring to the party is that they have an existing, very big existing digital property with 9MSN, which will obviously, help kickstart us and showcase our content. And also, they have an existing commercial sales operation, which means that we can monetize the content very effectively, very quickly. The financial backing is not the relevant factor here at all, and we also found that they were a great cultural mix for a fit with ourselves, and those were the reasons that we decided to do a deal with them.
Let's go to the culture. Will the Australian edition of the Mail Online look Australian? Will it feature Australian stories, or will it be a repackaging of what readers see in the UK? And in fact, what those 1 million Australian readers are getting at the moment.
Well, obviously, it will include the best of what we already do from the news from the UK, the US, and around the world. But no, we're investing in 50 Australian journalists, and they'll be producing exclusively Australian content. So, no, there'd be no point doing it if we didn't have a lot of Australian stories on it.
And what kind of content? Because if I go to one of your headlines today, it's about, I love this story, Shiny the Black Tomcat or the Devil Cat. The headline is this Britain's most vicious cat? Villagers in fear over family pet that's left people and animals with scars. Is that the sort of coverage pet owners here in Australia can expect?
How many stories would you say were on that homepage?
I don't know, there's about 12 or something.
What, the homepage? No.
On the front page?
On the homepage, if you look at that homepage, there'd be probably getting on for 150 stories.
Oh, yes, okay. It keeps so going on and on. You're right.
It does go on and on. So you kind of picked one.
It was a good one, though.
It's a good one. It's good fun. But you'll also find on the homepage, lots of serious international news. We cover the waterfront. We do human interest. We do crime. We do big international disasters, international politics. We'll be doing Australian politics. The mix of stories is what makes Mail Online so successful. I don't think a mix of light stories and serious stories will be anything that will be particularly alien to Australian readers. They're already used to that from their own newspapers. And in Australia we'll be covering exactly the same mix of stories. I'm also surprised you didn't mention certainly earlier on today in the UK, the Gitani story, the trial that just ended yesterday, that was being incredibly well read in the UK, and it's still being incredibly well read in the US. So
yes, I see it here on the front page now.
Yeah, that's the point. But that point I'm making is that a good story is a good story, and digital readers aren't as obsessed with where the story comes from. If it's a great story that engages them, and like that, you know, like the end of that trial, which is just a fantastic story, they'll want to read it. So if you look at that homepage, it's a fantastic mix of what you need to know and what you want to know.
I guess that next to the Simon Gattani story, there's a big picture story, the world's most extreme Lou, precarious privy, is perched over 2,000-foot Siberian cliff, and there's the photo of it. It's very engaging. I'm not saying it's not engaging. I'm saying it's the tone you bring to that mix, really. For instance, you've got the sidebar of shame, that sort of thing. Will that be there?
We don't call it the sidebar of shame. Obviously that the right rail with is great showbiz content. Yes, that will definitely be there, but with an awful lot more Australian personalities.
Look out for them. It's 12 past 8 on Breakfast. Martin Clark is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Daily Mail Online, which is coming to Australia in partnership with Nine Entertainment. Very recently, Martin, the ABC with Guardian Australia has recently published some of the Edward Snowden leaks purporting to show that Australian intelligence hacked the phones of the Indonesian president and his wife. Do you think we can expect similar scoops from the Mail Online Australia?
I certainly hope. I mean, I'm not sure that Edward Snowden's revelations are ones that we as a newspaper would have published. Our view as a newspaper is that he's done more harm to Western governments than good.
So your paper wouldn't have published that?
I very much doubt we would have wanted to have assisted in that operation. But that's not to say we won't want to be doing great exclusives of our own. And yes, I'll be expecting our Australian team, once it's up and running, to be breaking some great tales.
Importantly, the Mail Online everywhere, including here, will be free. Now, the two big media proprietors in this country, Fairfax Media and News Limited, have recently erected paywalls around their online news sites. Why have you opted to keep the Mail Online free globally? And do you think the paywalls, they're going to more and more get a run for their money?
Well, look, I can't comment on other people's businesses, but people have to make their own choices. We've taken the view that we have a much more viable future as a scaled global news operation than a local paywalled operation. That's the calculation we've made. And so far, as you said yourselves, it seems to be working for us. We are the world's biggest English language newspaper by any measure you care to use, English language newspaper website rather. And we're very happy with our strategy. I can't comment on other people's strategies. People have to, pay their money and make their choice. That's their business decisions are their own to make. This is the decision we've made, and we're very happy with it.
And you're going to be employing 50 journalists, is that right?
Yeah, 50 Australian journalists.
Obviously, that costs a significant amount of money to set up an operation from Australia. How long do you give the site in Australia to become commercially viable? Is there that kind of time frame?
That's not something we've even considered. We have a business plan that we're very content, that we think is conservative, and that we're very confident we'll hit. So I don't see that as being an issue at all.
And when will it launch?
This will work. We're starting recruiting. I'm interviewing people this week. We're recruiting as fast as we can, and we'll bring the content online probably gradually as we recruit and ramp the operation up. The thing with digital is you don't have to do a big hard launch with brass bands and marching bands and make a big fuss about it. You can just gradually turn your digital operation on. So I think in the new year you'll start seeing Australian content appearing on Mail Online. You'll start seeing an Australian homepage launched in the new year, and we'll just grow it as fast as we can and as fast as we can recruit.
Martin Clark, welcome to Australia. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Martin Clark, publisher and editor-in-chief of the Mail Online. That's the digital arm of the British tabloid news group, the Daily Mail, just announcing they'll launch a new Australian news website next year in partnership with Nine Entertainment's digital arm. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 8:15.